Hi, good evening, good morning. I don't really know when you're listening to this, but wherever you are and whatever time of day you're listening to this, hi. In the last couple of weeks, in fact, scrub that. In the last 8 years of touring, it has frightened me at how many people come through from the other side saying that their death was partly their fault. Now, I don't mean it was partly their fault in an intentional way, but they all have a very similar tragic story to tell in that they knew some of the symptoms before they got taken poorly. And in a lot of cases, left it too long to go to get medical attention. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say all the medical attention would have saved their lives, because in some cases, you can go and see the doctor 3, 4, 5 times, and they don't always catch whatever it is that we're struggling with on time. But in these people's cases, they never gave that a chance. Last night, we were doing an event, and a man came through for his wife, and it was just so tragic, and it really highlighted what I'm about to say. And his excuse for knowing the symptoms and not taking action upon them soon enough was that he was just too busy in his life to go to the doctors. He had a burning headache, raging pains in his head for at least 6 weeks before he passed. And he was actually, something I remarked upon, had thought it was a glass thing. You know, it was like he needed new glasses. He needed his eyes testing. So he'd made an appointment to go and see the opticians. And his wife confirmed this and said, very sadly, he died 2 days before the optician appointment. 2 days. The man died of a massive brain aneurysm. And he'd had all the telltale signs. But how often in life do we procrastinate? How often do we put things off until tomorrow, until the 12th of never? Because for some of us, tomorrow never comes. This is one message out of literally thousands of messages that are the same. So don't be too busy. If you feel something is wrong, let your body tell you. Our guides, our angels are upstairs to help us, and they're trying to get in touch with us to say, hey, this isn't going away. Go. And we say, yeah, yada, 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 yada. I'll do it next week. I'll do it the week after. But we can't take these chances. And I am getting more and more and more people coming through who are having the same situation. Now, if they'd gone, would that have been life-changing? Because this man said to me last night, Paula, I paid the price, but I paid a much lesser price than my family. They've paid the ultimate price for my death. So this podcast is very humbling. It's a bit tele-off-y, and it's my way of saying to you, hey, if you're listening to this now and you feel that something isn't right, go and get it checked. What's it going to take? A 20-minute appointment. 20 minutes. And if it still doesn't go away, go back. It's what doctors are there for. We seem to be a nation of people terrified to go to the doctors because we feel that we're doing them an injustice. We pay their wages. They work for you. They work for me. It's why they become GPs. So don't be fobbed off. But don't be the one doing the fobbing. Go. I've done it myself. Oh, I'm too busy. It'll pass. I can't cancel the show tonight. Don't feel very well, but be okay, because it's havoc if I cancel anything. And you tend to find you there. And are we all taking risks like that? Are we all too busy? Has life made us too busy? Is life just too taxing on us right now? And if it is, then whose fault is that? And who needs to bring about the change? We do. Nobody can change for us. Nobody can make that change. Something that we have to do ourselves. So I don't want you to be a statistic. I don't want you coming through to me at one of my shows and saying, Paula, I knew about this, but I was too busy. I didn't realise it was as bad as it was. I thought it was a bug. I thought it was indigestion. And then the next day we die of a massive heart attack. I thought it was a headache. It was a brain tumour. I thought it was, you know, sinus infection. It was brain cancer. I thought it was tummy ache. It was chest cancer. Now, I'm not playing here to those of us that are maybe hypochondriacs. That's not what I'm about. And those of you that are hypochondriacs, that's okay. You carry on being that. I'm doing this for the people who are the opposite of that, who take their own risks with their own health. And it's something that I just can't let you do anymore. So I hope if you're listening to this, it's going to give you some inspiration to think, yeah, Paula's right. Maybe it's not just about being too busy to go to the doctors at the end of the day. Maybe it's just that we're too busy to do a lot of things. We've become a nation of busy, busy people. I did a podcast a while ago called the Busy Olympics. It kind of really does resonate with this one. That are we being too busy being busy, that we're missing out on those things in life that are important. So if you're hearing this, please don't be too busy. Be too busy having fun. Be too busy sitting outside looking at the sunshine, watching the kids play. But never, ever be too busy to get yourself looked after. Wherever you are, have a fantastic day. Much love. Bye-bye.